Chapter 34. 40 creatures and all were guarding the battlements, 10 to each wall. Below, moles trundled trolleys of food from the kitchens, out to where the red wallers were gathered on the lawn and gatehouse steps. Stories had been related, introductions made, and old friends reunited. Mem Flackery had put all the dibbins up to bed and found berths for the new arrivals. She shook Scarum's paw.
Heard good things about you, young buck, what? Served at Salamandastron myself in the young seasons, you know. Hightor still lord there, is he?
Sagax took his nose out of an October ale beaker.
Aye, ma'am, I'm his son.
She refilled the beaker for him.
Stern old stick, ain't he? I liked your mother, though. Lady Marola and I were good chums, before you came along, of course.
Triss bore Skipper's penetrating stare for as long as she could. Finally, she felt she had to speak.
Excuse me, sir, but do you know me from some place?
The big otter chieftain nodded. Everything in his dreams was filtering slowly back to him.
Oi, Triss, I think we have met afore. Come and take a walk with me. Father Abbott, I'd like you to come as well.
Registering only slight surprise, the abbot rose from the steps and went with them. Skipper took them both into Great Hall. Once inside, he spoke softly to the squiddle maid.
Take a stroll around, Triss. See if you recognise anything.
The abbot was mystified.
What's this all about?
Skipper placed a paw around the shoulders of the old mouse.
Hush now, father. Let's just watch the maid.
Triss stood rigid in front of the tapestry, gazing up at the likeness of Martin the Warrior. Moving in a dreamlike trance, she mounted the ladder that Skipper had placed there earlier. Her eyes were riveted on the sword that hung over the tapestry. She lifted it from its retaining pins and climbed back down. Not once did her eyes leave the fabled blade.
Welcome to Redwall Abbey, Triscar's sword maid.
Skipper placed his paw on her.
Oh, aye, I know ye all right. You're the stuff my dreams have been made of. Though I didn't realise that till just now. Martin the Warrior showed you to me while I slept. It's all coming back to me.
The abbot was astounded.
You dreamed of this squirrel maid? Martin showed her to you? How can this be?
Skipper squeezed Triss's paw gently.
Father, 'tis all a puzzle to me as 'tis to you. But she was guided to Redwall by Martin. Who are we to question him?
The abbot shrugged.
Who indeed? You look as if you were born to hold that blade, miss. Can you use it?
Triss saw her own reflection in the bright steel as she spoke.
I am the daughter of Rock Arum. No beast in all the Northlands could cross swords with him.